Many loudly blamed the king for not keeping the roads clear, but none did anything about getting the big stone out of the roadway. Then a peasant came along carrying a load of vegetables. On approaching the boulder, the peasant laid down his burden and tried to move the stone to the side of the road. After much pushing and straining, he finally succeeded. As the peasant picked up his load of vegetables, he noticed a purse lying in the road where the boulder had been. The purse contained many gold coins and a note from the king, indicating that the gold was for the person who removed the boulder from the roadway. The peasant learned what many others never understand. Every obstacle presents an opportunity to improve one's condition. This morning, our superhero is the story of Joseph. It's kind of ironic that Andre brought us this morning about Joseph and the amazing Technicolor coat, because that wasn't planned, but we could have used that as our bulletin head as much as anything else. Joseph, a superhero in the Bible, as a 17-year-old, was overconfident, possibly a spoiled brat, and unbearable to his 10 older brothers. To make things worse, he was his father, Jacob's favorite son. At first, this probably had nothing to do with Joseph, the person, as much as he just happened to be the son of Jacob's favorite wife, Rachel. But Joseph would learn what the peasant learned, that from the many obstacles put in his way, that with God's help and his reliance on the Lord, many obstacles were placed there, which leads to opportunities to improve his condition as he got older. In Joseph's day, everyone had a cloak or a robe. Robes were used to warm oneself, to bundle up belongings for a long trip, to wrap babies, to sit on, or even to serve as security for a loan. I'm going to bring my robe over, Randy, see if I can get a secure loan there. Most robes were knee-length, short-sleeved, and plain. In contrast, Joseph's robe was probably of the kind worn by royalty, long-sleeved, ankle-length, and colorful. The robe became a symbol of Jacob's favoritism toward Joseph, and it aggravated the already strained relations between Joseph and his brothers. Did any of you have a relationship like this in your family? Either you being the favored one, the favored child, or another in your family is perceived as the favored one? You who have children, have you or your spouse ever treated one of your children with such outright favoritism? Joseph was also a dreamer. Having dreams is one thing, but to share the dreams with others, sometimes you have to be a little careful. One of Joseph's dreams made his brothers even hate him more. He said to them, "Listen, this dream I had, we were binding sheaves of grain out in the field when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright, while your sheaves gathered around mine and bowed down to it." His brothers said to him, "Do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us?" Joseph had yet to learn his lesson when he had another dream, which he shared with his brothers. "Listen, I had another dream. And this time the moon, the sun, and 11 stars were bowing down to me." Well, not only that really infuriated the brothers, but he even earned a rebuke from his father when his father said, "What is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to you, the ground before you?" A while later, Joseph's older brothers took their father's flocks out to graze. Joseph was sent out by Jacob to see that all was going well with the flocks and with his brothers. But when he found his brothers, they had already been talking about killing him and throwing him into a cistern.